No problem. Rick Vanipoll, VANDEPOLL. Thank you very much. I live in Sandwich, New Hampshire, a former resident of New Hampton, and my message will be very simple and short as well. Bury the line. I don't see how this is against the wishes of the company to provide electric energy to the region. This is not an insurmountable task for you to do. The scenic costs of these transmission poles alone will have long-term effects, not just on the wildlife, which is, as an environmental biologist, what I try and represent, but as you heard an earlier gentleman say, it will have irreparable effects on the value of the real estate that will be affected, not just the people that live right next door to it, but even miles away. You will avoid the issues of long-eared bats that are going to present themselves with altering flyways along these transmission routes if you have poles. You will avoid a lot of those similar types of aerial wildlife species that are of concern running into poles. If you want to accommodate ospreys, you can build poles next door to the transmission line and build nest platforms for them. There is really no, so far, I haven't heard any concerns about ice storms and the kind of damage that may result from increased spans, higher poles, and higher risks to, at least in my lifetime, 1998, I seem to recall some rather twisted metal falling across the plains of Quebec from that event, not to mention the December 2008 ice storm. So you would avoid those issues as well. So if nothing else, and I'm not sure if I heard you correctly before about the costs of burying the line versus establishing the towers on the remaining portions, but it appears to me that overall you would save yourself a lot of time in testimony for all of us if you would just bury the line. So respectfully, I will submit that as my testimony tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.